Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Mud Political Podcast, where we talk about everything, never scared of anything, and we always for the culture. I go by the name of Michaela Pred. Jay's here. Courtney's here. You know, we got Ghost Man sound manning right now. You feel me? Ghost Man's on the ones and twos, killing him. You know what I'm saying? We got Mr. Who Shot Ya. You know what I'm saying? And we got to give a happy belated birthday to Mr. Who Shot Ya, man, because apparently, you
before
know.
Before we get shot.
You know, before we get shot. You see you? The six shooter.
How old
Someone
are
had
you?
A birthday, I wonder who.
How old are
had
you?
A birthday.
Who shot ya?
Oh, man. Yeah,
happy birthday, bro.
Happy y'all birthday.
Live? Yes, happy birthday again, man.
You're welcome. Sure, man. I hope we're making up for missing
right,
your,
bro.
Not texting you or calling you on your birthday.
Yeah, right. Damn, don't say it like that. That sounds terrible.
Yeah,
he break, sound he bad, make it worse, bro. Don't he, man?
And all he got to do is shut
I
up.
I said, I hope we make up for,
yeah,
you know.
And then you kept, add extra you kept stuff. Talking.
Damn,
just
kept
be talking. Quiet.
I'm sorry.
How y'all living, though, man? This is Memorial Day weekend, man.
You yeah, know, man, I'm good, bro.
Nobody ever knows when we record these because we be all over the place. So no one ever knows.
Facts.
But let's just give a little insight. It's Memorial Day weekend, man. Did y'all get out there, get in the sun, man? You know what I'm saying? Get by the pool, get a barbecue, something like that. Anybody do anything, you know?
Well, I set out by a pool yesterday.
Oh, that's great.
At a country club mansion.
Ah.
It was great.
Did you?
Yeah.
Ah.
I'm not going to say where, but it's a beautiful
Sounds
place.
Sounds like it was very tranquil and you,
yeah,
had,
it
you
nice.
Enjoyed your time.
How long was the tour? Yeah.
It was a 2-hour tour of the house. I ain't never seen a house that damn big in my life. No. I mean, I have. I'm acting like I ain't never seen shit, but.
He is acting like he's a project kid right now.
Yeah.
But you're not.
Bro, I ain't never seen no zebra skin pillow, bro.
That was the first time I seen it.
I just
did you go up there
it.
With him?
No, he didn't.
He didn't? Why not?
He was, where was you at?
I seen the house before you seen
selling
the house.
Bussy. That's what he was doing.
Selling bussy.
Hey, I don't do that.
Yes, you do.
I don't do that.
That boy booty he's selling or whatever. That's why he's the new who? Loose Boomkey.
Do not believe anything that comes out these people's mouths.
Check last episode. You'll get that reference.
I don't do that. Okay.
All right. Well, you wasn't.
What did you do? If you weren't selling pussy, what was you doing?
Uber.
Oh, nice, man. He's working. Nice. Getting your paper up. I like that, man. It's always
you could have Ubered up there, bro.
Slick. Slick.
For real, bro.
Yeah.
Well, we played pool. Mm. Had some pretty good matches.
You had a bromance that day, huh?
Wow.
I mean.
I don't know. He's not talking. I know.
Yeah. Where was you at?
I know Loose Boonkie ain't talking about some bromances. That's a shame. It truly is, man.
Damn.
Bro, we have to have like a Courtney roast meter on some of these videos, man. It's just
we should.
Like and just gradually get it up
all year. I'm Gucci.
Until he just rages out.
No, it's not gonna happen. Y'all are not gonna get me this year.
I'm gonna kill all y'all. That's the point.
It is what he was saying, bro.
Fuck it, I'm tired of it.
Oh my god, okay, man. Bro. Nah, I had a good week though, man. I had a good weekend. It was pretty cool. Like, I got to chill out, man. Just kind of hang out. It was a good week. I'm glad everybody had a good week, man. We had a good pod this one here for you guys. You know, we're going in. We're just going straight into it at this point. We're hitting you with some abusive relationships is going to be the topic for this one, right?
Perfect.
It's not a perfect. I mean, it's not nothing good about it, but I think it's a topic that everyone can relate to.
Enlightening topic.
Yeah, it's an enlightening topic, you know, and I think everybody has dealt with it in different ways and in different forms, and I feel like abuse is probably on a spectrum, mm-hmm. right, as opposed to just so cut and dry. So because of that, I'm curious, you know, we can just get into it, you know, what constitutes abuse in a relationship, right? Like, you know, physical, psychological, you know, is it stalking, revenge porn, and vandalism? Like, what are we talking about?
Did you say revenge porn?
Revenge porn, yeah. Somebody took a video of you a couple took a video together, and then one person releases it without the consent of the other, and it hopes to embarrass one party.
Never done that.
You never took a video before?
No.
You never wanted to see your greatest hits one day? Wow.
I know I left my mark on that.
It's probably a short video.
I got 38 2.5 minute videos.
He could probably fit it in the old Instagram videos.
It was 30 seconds? Yikes, that's rough, man. It was that good? I understand. If somebody be that good, bro, I understand.
I just never felt the need to record myself while 28 strokes, bro. Having
he didn't expect it to be that good. Time. You ever see like a dog go at it? Like the dogs? It'd be like 5 seconds, but they'd be going for them 5 seconds.
I can't say stuck. Nothing on this part.
They'd be stuck. They'd be stuck.
Just paint a picture to the world.
And they got to wait till they cool down.
He looked like a mini man.
I'm just surprised you ain't never make something, man.
I just never did it.
Yeah.
Dang, bro. Let's hold off on the
So y'all done that?
You're right. We are abusing him verbally right now.
Let's hold off on that, bro.
He's looking like a battered woman over there. Look at him. He's slumped back in his seat. And his posture's all messed up. What the? You know, look at him. Because
I've never recorded.
Look at him.
Me having
it's okay.
Fun.
It's okay. We're here for you.
Me
it's
having
a safe place.
I've never had any complaints.
That doesn't mean anything. But all right.
Well, you probably just ain't never
said no one's else, ever. No one's ever bothered to tell me negative, so it must have been good.
I never asked.
You know, now that'd be hilarious if somebody had a suggestion box in their bedroom after every encounter. They said, "Here, if you want to leave a comment, leave a comment." And they just you see people leaving on me. Rip this. Mm-hmm. Every month you go in that box and you check what's going on. You're like, "Oh,
they were still calling."
Yeah, you might be a little less happy about performances once people get women be mean, man. They be saying stuff. I can't do nothing about that.
Can't.
What I'm gonna do about that?
I was that guy back in the day.
You were you stepped off. You're not that guy no more. You don't really like. You don't do that. We don't gotta do that.
That's good,
bro.
We don't gotta do that.
That's good. Let me tell you. All right, but no, honestly though, what constitutes abuse to you? I mean, honestly, because. You know, there's different types, and I feel like obviously we have physical abuse, which is pretty clear and pretty clear defined.
You can tell physical abuse.
You know, the one for me that sticks out the most, that is the most, I don't know, it's most gray to me is the psychological, like the emotional abuse, mm-hmm. right? 'Cause that term is being used so loosely, I feel like, right now, that I don't even know what constitutes emotional abuse. You know what I mean? Like, what is it? Like, is it you're mean for a prolonged period of time that affects someone's self-esteem?
Define mean. Like, what's being mean?
That's another
good question. It's a difference between, like, being mean and being real with your, you know, the person you
what's claim the emotional to want to be
in a relationship. Or,
right? Like, what do you think emotional abuse is, Jay?
Constantly putting your significant other down, keeping it going mm-hmm. over time. Mm-hmm. And once you realize that they're kind of immune to the I guess abuse.
Does mm-hmm. that come from a previous relationship, you think, or like why do they like why?
Mm-hmm. Why do they accept it?
Yeah,
because they start to believe what the other person's saying. Because it's a gradual thing.
Mm.
They go into it.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking down to you at first is very little. Then,
yeah,
does that come from the parenting they had or the relationships? Like where does it
emotional
abuse? Where does it come from?
Probably being in control.
I don't even really think that it always has to do with somebody actually talking down on you. It can really be them lack of acknowledgement of your feelings and emotions.
Right, that
especially,
too.
Especially like as a man, you feel what I'm saying, like. Being vulnerable to somebody and opening up to somebody is really, really big for us.
Yeah.
And if it's a situation where your emotions aren't being heard or she's not taking into consideration how you feel throughout certain things, so her actions are steady being reoccurring, I believe that's a form of abuse. You know what I'm saying? And all of it pretty much stems with what we had talked about a couple of weeks ago, which is boundaries. Because if you have the boundary of understanding, like, okay, I'm not going to be put myself in a situation where somebody's not going to acknowledge me. I'm not going to put myself in a situation where anybody put their hands on me. Those are types of boundaries that you actually have to put for yourself.
But us to be preaching.
No, I think that's legit, though. I think that's another factor of emotional abuse I hadn't considered, right?
Yeah.
Where, like, lack of acknowledgement of an emotional state, right? And it's interesting for me because, you know, the funny thing is I don't hear many men say that they're being emotionally abused. You hear that from women saying that, right? And I'm not going to lie. Sometimes they be saying this about they'll say emotional abuse. And I'm like, nah, that sounds like accountability to me. emotional abuse. Maybe you just be wrong a lot. Ever thought about that? Like, why is that beyond the gambit that you could just be wrong all the time? I'm wrong a lot. Why couldn't you be?
And the ones that don't
accept. And it just happens to come up a lot.
Yeah. And the ones that don't. I had a female that don't accept that they're wrong. Like, why do females do that?
Well, first of all, we've talked about accountability on this podcast and how it differs between the sexes, right? And how men are very clearly hear everything that's wrong with us pretty often, or at least much more frequently than our opposite sex counterparts, who often are not used to men saying things like that because, you know, let's be honest, a lot of dudes ain't trying to talk themselves out of that, you know, that thing later. You know, so it's gonna deal with it.
Or out of the situation.
So yeah.
You're gonna say, nah, baby, you good. You ain't crazy. Nah, baby.
Knowing good and that.
Knowing they crazy.
Like, oh, wow, she's crazy.
She is out of her mind.
Meanwhile, like you talk to your boys, you're like, yo,
I don't know about that, dog. You might need to.
Wild in the mud.
Then they hear the abuse.
Right.
When everything comes to a head and you let it all out.
Right.
And then they screaming. You know. That's verbally abusive, bro.
Is verbal abuse just like a factor of emotional abuse? You know what I mean? Like, if I'm saying, like, what is verbal abuse at that point, too? Things I'm so confused because a lot of these non-tangible ones, like the more, like, I don't know how to say, like, up in the air ones, like
with the acknowledgement and stuff.
Like, yeah, like it's like hard.
All those things are really like up in the air. It's not like direct.
Right.
You beep, beep, beep. You stupid beep, beep.
Yeah, they're more existential. It's like, I don't know. Like, I guess I'm being abused, but is neglect, I guess, kind of what that would be then? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, is that a form of abuse, or is that just like, because I think we have to define the difference between being abused and just being with someone that's not catering to you. Like, just because someone's not catering to you in the way that you feel like you need in the moment does not mean they're abusing you. You see what I'm saying? Because that's a fine line. That's not fair to say, call someone an abuser because they just not giving you what you think you need right now. That's not an abuse.
Is abuse something that happens like on purpose?
Okay. And I was going to say that. Is it intentional? Exactly. Because sometimes it's not, though, for some people.
Because what if it's a situation where you're actually communicating your thought process?
Right.
So now, be it that you're not making or taking any action to, now you're knowingly not doing something.
Yeah.
So you're knowingly neglecting me. So now, does that fall into that realm of
it? Do I don't know if it's abuse to that point, even getting still.
If you're just doing it, if the relationship new, you're just doing it because you just
that's what you do. Just
don't even know.
Yeah.
This is how I've been rocking in my life or whatever. Then that's one thing. But if you're 3-4 years in, and it's a situation to where you're still to where you're getting neglected, and it might be even a situation where they didn't neglect you before. You know what I'm saying? So you're right. It's a lot of different ways and variables that can actually happen. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it's still a baseline of just like with child. You know what I'm saying? You neglect the child. Guess what? That's still going up under abuse.
Yeah.
Child abuse.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true. Actually, yeah, that's a good point. You know, what you got, bro?
By definition, it's cruel or violent.
Cruel or so abuse by definition is cruel or violent intentions.
Cruel or violent.
Okay, so that implies motive then, right? So abuse by definition is cruel or violent intentions, right? So then your motive is to be cruel or violent to this person. Regularly or repeatedly, cruel or violent intentions. Okay, so that's a motive thing then. So maybe we can take abuse less off of, because even if, say, for instance, like to your example, like you knew that this is someone that this person cared, like, you know, has an emotional thing about, right? And you've chosen and they've expressed that to you and you still continue whatever that action or whatever it is, right? Is that Is that the motive of intention, or is that the mode of maybe like apathy? Because those are still different too, right? Because if I'm maybe I just don't care. Maybe that person doesn't care. Like, I get that's a thing for you, but maybe I'm just more interested in what I think than what you're feeling. Is that intentionally cruel, or is that just apathy or like concern or more selfishness? And if I don't know if that's abusive.
I would say selfish.
Selfishness.
Okay. Especially when you're getting you're trying to emotionally, when we actually, you know, break down and talk to our so-called partner. Whatever you want to call them, relationship, what you call them. And you're trying to get your stuff off, and they just like literally tune you out and say, I'm not listening to you, and really be like, oh, I don't care. Like, this is what y'all want us to do, right? Talk to you. Get our emotions out. And then you just telling me, basically, you just telling me you don't care.
Yeah.
Why am I doing this then? But then I try to walk away, and you're like, no, baby, don't go. No, I need you. Like, I don't get it. Like, it's hard to really... Especially nowadays, these ignorant ass females. Like, this generation. This generation is fucking... This generation come behind us is... you can't even pray for these people, man.
The prayer circle's not gonna work. You got one coming up. You got a daughter, so shoot.
Yeah, it's gonna be hard. Man. I gotta be a real man about, hey, man, you gotta watch out for this, watch out for that. But like, but when you're talking to somebody, and they say out your mouth, I don't care what you're saying. It's only your way or the highway. Come on now. I don't get it.
I think sometimes it kind of is intentionally cruel too.
It can be,
because at the end of the day, and we have to take into consideration that we're talking about a relationship. We're not talking about friendship. We're not talking about co-work, like at the workplace or co-workers or anything. We're talking about a relationship. So that means when you're in a committed relationship and you're actually building with somebody, that person is, in a sense, responsible for your emotion.
Yeah.
Just as much as you're responsible for their emotion. I'm responsible for making you feel loved. I'm responsible for making you feel okay with being vulnerable. I'm responsible for that. You get what I'm saying? So be it that I'm responsible for that, I have a duty to you.
It's like a child.
If I'm not doing, you know, performing that duty to you, and I'm knowingly that we're in this relationship, this committed relationship that we're supposed to be in here forever for, that's cruel. It's like not, and be it that you're in this relationship knowingly, you acknowledge, yes, we are in this relationship.
Right.
You have that responsibility to me.
That's a good point. And let me ask you a question. Since you're a married man now, right? How do y'all handle certain situations? Like, you got to go in depth. Like, you know, when y'all not vibing,
go in depth.
Y'all not vibing, y'all, you know, on a different page. Like, you know, like, how do y'all handle, you know, situations? Like, talk and get over it. Oh, don't go to bed mad. You know, stuff like that. Silent treatments. Oh, you sleep on the couch. I don't want to deal with you. Stuff like that.
Nobody ever had to sleep on the couch.
It's just an example, Jay.
No, I'm just going through stuff you're talking about. If we really having like a bad week or something, or we not seeing eye to eye, like usually we'll go out on a date or something where it's just us two.
Right.
Yeah.
We actually talk it out and everything.
Next time Jay say he on a date, I'll be like, oh, they going through it. They going
through it, bro. No, man.
I'm out with Ola. Snap. Let me leave him alone.
And it's never, like, we're never, like, fighting, like, where we're at each other's neck all the time. And it's words being said. Right. Like, it's never nothing like that. It's usually something very small.
Yeah.
So you can handle those things a little differently. Like, you just go out and be a couple.
Yeah.
Be boyfriend, girlfriend.
Be friends again, in a way, right?
Yeah, I mean, you're always friends. You just...
Right.
Sometimes you just have disagreements.
Yeah.
Like when y'all say
stupid stuff, we still friends.
Hey.
Y'all just stupid sometimes.
I contend I don't say stupid things.
No, you do.
I contend I say things that are unpopular. Big difference.
No, and they're real dumb.
That's a good one. He said it's real dumb. It's
real stupid. And you look stupid, too.
I'm glad you handled that well. I mean, I just had to ask that question because you're a married man, you know. And you've been through some things building up to, hey, I want to make this woman my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Like, did you took all those lessons like, hey, I know how to handle this.
Yeah, that's
hey,
why
I'm gonna make this right. Hey, I know how to talk to my woman and get over things, get over that hump, get over these hurdles.
Yes, that's why you. It's good to go through stuff like that. Oof.
You made the pass. Yes,
it's good to have those terrible situations.
Yeah, I mean, so have you ever been in a space, I guess, where you felt like you were being abused?
Yeah. Yeah. It was, you know, you in college and you got all these different personalities, different people around, everybody from different places,
different
across
backgrounds.
The world, across all the right. state. You know, you're gonna run into some women who, you know, they don't tend to your needs like you want. And they might try to overstep those boundaries that y'all put in place at the beginning, and they'll get in your head. They'll talk down to you. I've seen it happen. It's happened to me once, but I've seen like a lot of my partners in college. They just couldn't pick them.
Yeah,
it was nasty.
I feel like I probably was in an abusive relationship at some point, but I don't know. It probably was mutually abusive at this point. You know what I mean? Like, we was abusing each other. We was abusing each other, you know, like where everyone's just mean and cruel and just trying to hurt the other person. And if I'm, you know what, I'm going to say this. I was never trying to hurt that person. I just didn't care if what I did hurt her. She was trying to hurt me. It's different. I had hedonistic intentions. She was just hating.
Hating on what?
On my hedonism.
I've been there, though.
Right, though?
I know what you're talking about.
Yes,
I know.
Like,
exactly
I didn't do this
to
devastate you. I did this because this is what I want to do in this particular moment.
Yep, and if it hurt you.
I'm
sorry. Oh, well.
I didn't want you to find out. But
you found out.
Probably will do it again.
Yeah,
probably.
It's okay.
Oh yeah. Well then, I'ma find something that's gonna really hurt you. I'm like, dang. Well, I wouldn't like seeking out the pain for you. I just happened.
I'm gonna outdo you.
My desire happened to conflict with things that you desired, and my desires won. You see, different. It's a very different situation. Yeah. We was probably both abusing each other, though. Like, I just had no regard for her at that point. At some point, I definitely did. And I was like, man, I forget. Especially once the shenanigans started happening on both sides.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is just the Wild West.
Yeah, going tit for tat.
We just do whatever we want.
Yeah,
I was already kind of doing that, but I wasn't doing it with, like, spiteful intentions.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She was spiteful.
That's like, how you know you're supposed
to. Women do stuff out of reaction. They're like, well, I wouldn't have did it if you never did it. Well, I didn't do it because you did it. I did it because I wanted to do it. That's the difference between me and you.
We are going back and forth.
Why I got to be involved in this?
Then they one-up you.
That's what I'm saying.
When
y'all trying to do that,
the relationship should be.
It's toxic. Get out of that.
Oh, it was bad.
It's supposed. You're no longer. This is not gonna work.
This was toxic.
This is not
this
gonna
was
work.
Three stages of toxicity. It was terrible.
I'm
glad it ended. It ended in a weird way where like I was done and then they were still trying to pull me back in. I was like, nah. But I was like in another state at the time too, so I was like, oh man, this is real easy to walk away from.
Oh yeah, facts.
Thank
goodness.
You ever got to a point where you wanted them to like. Find out?
No, I don't know if I ever wanted anybody to find out. I didn't want you to be sad. I just also wanted to do what I wanted to do. So, for instance, it was like, I want to do what I want to do in this moment. So I'm not thinking about, you know, whatever we promised or whatever is at that moment. But I also don't want you to find out in certain things because I don't want you to be sad. Does that make sense? Like, it's not that black and white. Like, I don't want you to be sad. Like, I want you to still have like a solid mental state. I just want to do that, couple that with doing whatever I want to do whenever I want to do it. And I don't know if that works, right? It definitely didn't work in that space. And I don't think it probably really works for like long periods of time. I think in the short term that could be okay, but over long term, that's not a viable strategy long term, right? You can't do that. You have to change those actions up, obviously. But
in that, for me,
but in that time frame where I was, and like I said, I never wanted a person to be upset, never wanted to be hurt, but I also wasn't willing to stop the things that if they found out would hurt them. Does that make sense?
I get what you're saying.
Like, I'm like, just stop. I was getting mad. I was like, just stop looking for it. I was just getting mad because I was
if
you just stop looking, you won't be mad ever again. Nope. Kept looking.
Like, I wanted Shorty to be devastated.
That is the savagery. Said intent.
It was.
Cruel it was or
an intent. In and I was like, you know what? I can't wait till she find out. Mm-hmm. She was trying me, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Trying me.
What was trying you? What was you doing to me, bro?
She was texting the dude she was working with, and she was blatantly doing like she
in front of you,
in front of me, bro. Oh. And she would have her phone like on her side, and I'd be like, bro, like we would be in the car, and I say, bro, what nigga is that you texting? I'm not texting no nigga.
And then they lie about it.
Okay. All right. Like, I could clearly see you texting, but cool. And I knew a girl that she did not want me to have any type of friendship with. None of that. I knew her.
Yeah.
And so one day, she was like, yeah.
This is a great story.
I'm going to go to the gym, and I'm going to meet such and such. It was dude. I said, okay. I said, go to the gym. I went to the gym, too. not the gym they went to, but I went to another gym with Shorty.
Oh.
Yeah, and then we ended up back at my spot.
Uh-oh.
And then I didn't know where my thing was. Mm. And then she had pulled back up or whatever, and then she saw me and the girl on the balcony. Oh,
wait, y'all was giving it in on the balcony?
No, we wasn't doing shit.
She just
seen me up there with her. She just seen me up there with
her. Just the sight was too much for her to bear. Just
the sight, bro.
Oh. Too much.
Just the sight. Oh.
She couldn't stand
it.
That's the one.
I know that it
was. Oh, it was crying. It was a lot of that. And I was just,
look how excited you were.
I was sitting there and I was just soaking it all up. Just soaking it up.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the girl roommates, they were, you know how girls kind of like, they stick together and they'd be like, oh, girl, he shouldn't have did that. They wasn't like that. They were just looking at me like.
I get it.
Yeah, they was like, yeah,
I understand.
Because they knew.
They knew.
And they knew I knew. So I was like, all right, I'm going to get her ass.
Gotcha.
Get her ass. Gotcha, bitch.
I'm not going to lie, bro. Jay has the most good guy credibility I've ever seen. Like, I've never seen a group of women that have their friend get dogged like that. And then, like, they like, nah, I see his point. Like, gotcha. I've never seen that in my life. You know how much good guy credibility you have to pull that off reasonably?
Bro, you have to have a lot. Because, number one, I was working, bro.
Mm-hmm.
This is when I first got my job in Carrollton.
Mm-hmm.
And my girl, she was still in school.
Mm-hmm.
So the girl that I was messing with, she kind of had her stuff together.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, it was a little insecurity there.
Oh, she didn't like that.
Yeah, she did not like that.
Of course not.
She looking like, oh, this bitch. Yeah, so it kind of hit me a little differently then because I was a little, I was a little bit more grown man.
You was on your stuff, right?
Yeah,
so I'm a high-value man.
I'm
a high-value man.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to work in suits and stuff. So
oh, stop.
It's a little different, bro.
Got my snacks
on. Hey, Stacey Adams, huh?
Stacey Adams.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, my God. But I understand.
It's okay to get that get back, bro. Yeah,
I don't know if that's I've never been like vengeful. So like even when people did stuff to me, I never wanted to do it back to them. I was just like, I do what I want to do because I have enough selfishness for the room. I don't need to do this because I was trying to get back at you. I'm doing what I want to do because that's what
but
I want to do, brother.
Sometimes you gotta let you gotta let them know.
Yeah.
I feel you. I don't
that you will go. Where you will go. What Eddie Murphy said in life?
Oh, man.
What I want him to know that I will go to that spot where you will go. You remember he was talking about killing them niggas in New York?
Oh, you would, yeah.
I mean, I'll go there, bitch.
There's nothing wrong with doing that, especially when, you know, you try to do everything you could, and then, boom, you did me like that. Oh, I got you, bitch.
Mm.
I know what I could do.
Respectable young woman.
Sorry. Female dog. But yeah, it's nothing wrong with that. I respect you for it, you know. But sometimes you got to do what you got to do. I'm sorry.
You've been abused before? You've been abused in a relationship, you think, before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why say it like that?
I don't know why you said it like that. Like, it wasn't a yes or no question.
Were you trying to figure out whether you were the abuser or the abusee?
No, but we talked about this on the pod.
We talked about it.
Like, what? Season one.
What, about abusive relationships or?
His.
Oh, about, well, did we have some first time listeners here, man? Like, maybe. Give them a.
I don't remember, but I just remember.
I'm trying to remember where it started.
Yeah, I mean. Because I feel like that's the thing. We don't see a lot of men talk about relationships that they were in that was abusive or manipulative or whatever. Because, you know, we're not going to really say that. Yeah. Right? We're going to be like, man, she was crazy.
Yeah.
Like, man, man, she was crazy. That's it. That's the whole story.
That's the code word for bitch was abusing me,
I try to delete.
I do crying inside.
I try to, like, forget about stuff that happened so I don't bring it into my next week. I try my best. It's hard, but I try my best. Like, hey, I'm not bringing.
That's called trauma.
That ain't like bad, but it's just like, okay, I'm not going to bring what I had going on with this female into this relationship, which females don't know how to freaking do. And we all know that as men. Am I correct? Yep. They bring every man that endowed them, said something from daddy, the boyfriend, the best, whatever. They bring this into the relationship. I try to, like, all right, let me try my best. Like, hey, moving on, clearing my slate. Mm-hmm. This is you, that was them. That's what I try my best to do.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I've been there. Been some like the fuck,
like, man. What's the level? So you had more of like a manipulative, abusive situation,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you can say that.
Have you anybody had like? I mean, we've probably talked about it before, maybe, or like hinted on. Not so specifically though. Have we anybody had like the physically abusive girl? You know what I'm saying? That just wanna it really just like the box. I'm like, nah, bro. Like, what you doing, bro? Like, you.
I ain't had one that liked the box, but I had one that liked to like when she get drunk, she. Try to slap me and stuff.
Oh, that's the same thing. That's boxing at that point. Shoot.
Oh, that's boxing?
Well, basically. Yeah. That's their version.
She did try to swing on me.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. Oh, boy. the night she threw my keys over the Georgia Power Gate, she had got drunk, and I went in the room to, constraint, like, just hold her up and be like,
wait,
yo.
Wait a minute. This is my stuff. Left.
You threw my keys into the Georgia Power thing.
That's not all she threw.
Motherfucker.
Bro. She threw my CDs.
No, not like, the CDs.
Bro, I was burning CDs, bro.
Did you buy like a 12-pack of beers?
You was making money.
Money off the CDs, bro. Because I don't know why folks wanted these.
I was like, why are they paying for that? That defeats the whole purpose.
I don't know, but they wanted it. So I was like, all right, cool.
Who are these dumb niggas?
Bro, they was niggas from Albany and shit.
They didn't have the CD with the burner, disc burner. That's what it was.
Probably. But so she threw all my CDs. I just bought some beer. She threw that over the balcony. She threw a lot of shit over the balcony, bro. And then my keys was just the last straw.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, yeah,
so you can't go nowhere.
And I'm just watching her do it.
Why are you watching it?
Because I'm just in disbelief, bro.
You were sitting there like Mike Epps in Friday After Next. Why are you just standing there watching this shit? Y'all hitting there hugging and shit.
Whatever called me about the situation, I was like, damn.
I was saying that, bro. So I went upstairs with my boys, and she in the room, like, tearing it up. And I tried to go grab her and, like, sit her on the bed. She took her elbow and threw the meanest hook, bro.
Oh, no.
The meanest hook.
It connected?
No. Ooh. I ducked. And when I ducked, I scooped her.
It was just natural reaction.
Yeah, bro. If I wouldn't have ducked, I would have been knocked out. I still would have been on the floor. This happened like almost 10 years ago, bro. Boy, I still would have been.
That boy still asleep, bro.
I still would have been a Columbus State.
It's the one you don't. Hey, it's the one you don't see. It's the one you don't see.
Boy, she swung so hard, bro. Like, she wasn't playing.
Nah, she should knock your ass out.
Yeah. But, yeah, I got up out of there, boy.
Yeah.
I got up out of that. She ended up leaving that night. I don't know where she went.
You never to be seen again?
No, I saw her the next day, but we had to talk about that.
Oh, of course.
I may not have nothing to say. Hey,
you should
have
waited at least like 2-3 days.
No.
The next day, I'm still would have been heated. Like,
no,
you just threw all my stuff.
Bro, like, all her stuff was in my room, so.
Oh, you had to talk
I
to her.
I had to talk to her.
Or at least see her.
Yeah.
She came back all teary-eyed.
Teary-eyed?
I'm like, what you crying for?
She don't know.
Yeah, she had no clue.
Because she's embarrassed.
Well, she did drink a whole bottle of Malibu. It was a new bottle, too. I don't know what the fuck you doing.
Been there. That's what it was. I remember now.
Oh, now he remember
his. No, it came out because, bruh, remember when that one threw that whole dang phone at me?
Oh, when I was.
That there? Was the first time I dealt with some abusive stuff. She drank, what was it? It was some. I think it was some tequila. Drank the, just, it was like this much. She just dogged the shit down.
Yeah.
And then just threw her. I was like, Jay was over there. Two of my homeboys over there. And I was just like, am I in this situation right now? And then as soon as I say, I'm going to call the cops.
You a pussy. You a pussy. Oh, yeah.
It did get that ugly.
Bruh. And my dumb ass went to go look for her.
He did, bro.
So you.
She left.
That boy's a protector.
No, she was in the apartment. No, she was in the apartment complex.
I'm saying she left the apartment.
Dogged the whole thing out. She was mad because I was. We'll talk about that later.
And he left.
Can't talk about
to
it.
Go look for I understand. We'll
talk about it later. Yeah, she was mad about something simple. Went about a woman, went about nothing. Threw a whole cell phone at me, bro. I said, what did just happen? I'm calling the cops. And then I'm a pussy. I'm this and that. Because I don't want to physically put my hands on you.
You shouldn't have went and looked for her.
You should not have.
I had to make sure she was straight.
Don't call
the
cops. Man. Don't call the cops.
Don't call 12.
Bruh, I called 12 and I went to jail.
Yes. No, they have to take somebody to jail. Yeah. Like,
they don't.
If it's on a domestic thing, somebody's going to jail.
They necessarily don't have to.
They don't?
Listen to that.
I don't know what they do
in Cleveland. It depends on.
In Atlanta, they take somebody to jail. In the city of Atlanta, they take somebody to jail almost every time.
Your situation a little different. Was a little different.
Yeah, it was different. So. It was my house. I called the cops. I even told them that I'm good. I don't need y'all to come out no more. Them folks came out. And I'm in the house explaining them what's going on. I'm trying to be all cordial. Like, you know, yeah, y'all come in. Make sure she ain't in here in the living room dead. That's cool. I understand. You feel what I'm saying?
Go ahead. She's not dead.
You ready, Cole?
I already know the story.
So here's a situation. You know, I ain't never told you this.
Yes, you did.
Right, I ahead. Ain't never told you this, Otis.
Go ahead.
Look at this face. I ain't never told you.
So I'm Jive in the living turkey. Room. So I'm in the living room talking to the black cop. It was a black cop and a Spanish cop. I'm talking to the black cop.
But yeah, brother, man, it was just, you know, a little misunderstanding, you know, X, Y, and Z. Little Spanish cop, he in my kitchen looking around, being suspicious. And he sees some weed on the counter.
He said, you ain't got no Valentina in here.
Yeah, that all. You see a little bit of weed on the counter.
How dare you?
So he asked me, he interrupts me and the brother conversation.
Not the brother.
Hey, what's this? Oh, that's my personal. So like I was saying, officer, I was outside and just went ahead and locked me out.
He tried to go through me.
So he was like, how much in here?
I'm like, well, I mean, I don't know, probably like 7 to 14, something like that. You know, I it's less than an ounce. I know that.
Because it's decriminalized now. So it's less than an ounce. You it's less than one ounce. Situation OZ. Right now.
Thank you.
So he like, well, it's still illegal. I don't want to talk to you no more. So like I was saying, my brother. So I went
this
to,
dude
this,
tried
to the brother. To and the brother done dope. Turned on me. The brother, we got a cold. I'm like, oh, damn. No, you didn't. Why y'all got to do that? It ain't even gonna go like this. It don't even matter.
Never
go
invited
like
them people in your house.
Bro, don't call the cops. You call the cops, you going to jail. But then I'm in the back of the car. Guess who pulls their ass up? And get their ass in the back of the car.
Mm.
They locked their ass up too. I'm like, what the hell you doing here?
So he found a little weed. I said, it ain't nothing but a little weed. He talking about some, it's still illegal.
That's gotcha. Legit, motherfucker.
Situation. So note to self, never call 12.
Don't
call 12.
Don't call the cop you have.
Well, especially if you have illegal narcotics.
If you call the cops, just put the weed up.
He was looking for something.
That's beside the point.
Well, if it's on the counter.
Did you take this tag off of this mattress? It says it is illegal to take the tag off the mattress.
It's illegal to do so.
You gotta go. You're going to jail.
It's like, how are you under my fitted sheet? How did this happen?
Like I was saying, my brother.
There's nothing under here.
I said, I don't want to talk to you no more.
You're just negative energy.
Oh, man. Oh man, no! I was an abusive. It wasn't an abusive relationship, but it is abusive situation, right? Because it was a young lady. She was sitting here. I don't know what. How the topic just came up, right? I was like, you know, because I think we were watching a movie and somebody got hit in the end scene. know what I'm saying? In the end scene, in the movie, it was funny. I was laughing. He's like, does it really hurt that bad? And I was like, yes, it's terrible. It's like a shooting pain. It's dull at the same time. And you just, I'll be on the ground. It'd just be awful. This lady looked at me in my face and said, so what would you do if I did it? I was like, I will punch you if you do this to me. Do not kick me. And it was a foot. What if I kick you in the... So I don't believe it hurts that bad.
What,
I'm like,
why would she?
No.
Same situation, by the way. Same person of the previous story, right? Mm. So just nuts. Already bad. Just wanted to see find ways to hurt me, right? Ah, man. So here I am sitting on the couch.
You sound like your girlfriend is racist. Go ahead.
Racist?
What?
How did he get racist?
I don't know.
I don't know. I just feel like they was against dark skin.
Go ahead, bro.
Something about it. I just feel like it's a colorist.
Yeah, you're just too black movement. For who you talking to.
I just don't believe.
You think the equivalent is flicking a clit?
Nah, I don't think so. Like with bow. a fingernail, that'd be
just bow. No, you got to find a way to flick your thumb on that shit.
That's terrible. Anyway, this ain't about that. So anyway, bro. So I'm sitting here on the couch, bro. Hey, man. Don't let this man do this to you. He will derail this.
Out of nowhere. Foul.
How'd that feel, bitch?
Oh, my
God.
Go ahead, bro. Nah, bro.
I hear about how you punched her.
No, I did it, bro. I really wanted to, though. Well, we get this door. So this is what happened. So she's sitting there, and I'm just looking at her like just with that face like, are you really considering this right now? Like, and I'm sitting here open.
She asked.
I was sitting here just lean back, right? Just chilling.
Well, you should have...
I just didn't believe she was that stupid to do that.
She asked the question.
She's like, I don't believe it's that. Like, y'all, that's dramatic. That's acting, right? I'm like, it's the best acting I've ever seen because that's exactly how it feels. And so I forgot about it, right? It was probably like I'd have fell asleep, woke back up because the movie wasn't even that good. Next thing I know, I look up. I'm like looking up at the ceiling and I just feel a sharp pain in my stomach, right? And I think she was, I don't know what happened. She thought it was, and she started busting out laughing, right?
Oh, that's.
She started busting out laughing like this was American Pie or something, like it was Jackass or something. Like this is just what we do to each other. Like we just white boys in a room with nothing to do, all on meth and nitrous oxide. And that's not how we doing right now, bro. I'm like, that's not how we getting down. Yeah, that's what Steve-O was doing. Them little capsules. That's that stuff make your brain. I don't know what that does to you. It's got to shorten your life. It's got to. But. So I'm sitting here. She's sitting here cracking up, bro.
I know that infuriated you.
I looked at her. I had like a moment of sobriety. I said, you need to run out of this room. You need to run out of this house right now. Whatever happens, you need to run out of this house. She looked at me for 2 seconds. She was like, man, you ain't. And she saw my face. She gathered her things. I'm writhing in pain, walked away. That was one of the last times I saw her, actually. Yes.
You know what you should have did?
Hmm?
You know what you should have did?
What should I did?
Just did. Kicked her right in the pussy.
Bro, I honestly, bro. Honestly, bro. As she had stayed, I don't know what I would have done. I don't know. I honestly don't want to know what I would have did. I was very angry.
You should have kicked her in the pussy.
I mean, she told you how she was with just asking a stupid question.
I just didn't. It seemed like a white boy question. Like, that's not something you do.
No.
It's like, yeah. No. Like, I'm like, that's not real.
You should have came back.
We don't play about stuff like that. We black. We don't play like
if
that.
If I punch you in your nose right now, how you think you're gonna feel?
But see, the thing that's about it is you can't tell them you about to do it. You gotta do it. Because now it's premeditated.
Yep.
Yeah, you know what? I should have called them people then.
Don't call them.
I had no illegal narcotics in the room though. It don't matter.
If you called him,
never called
him. If you're dying,
they'll go in there and find me illegal. Hey, man, you
do not call him.
Sir,
I think you had
you wearing shoes in the house? You got to go with me.
You got to go in.
Like, nah, you should have.
I don't think these plugs are fully grounded. Yeah, you got to go. That's a code violation, my guy. Got to go.
Told you what it was and she asked that dumb question.
Nah, but honestly, had she stayed, bro, I don't even know what would have happened, bro. I might have punched her, bro. I honestly might have punched her. I don't know where I would have punched her. I probably in the arm.
You should have bit a titty nipple off.
Bit a nipple?
A titty.
Real hard? Just
she might have liked it, bro. You never know.
No, bite it off. I ain't no more nipple for you.
Hold on. Didn't we tell you that Cordy was a kid who used to bite when he was a little kid?
Yep.
Didn't we say that? And here it come. Back up. Your instincts coming in right now.
I'm just saying.
At Arden and Fickett.
Any kid that skipped school in elementary school is a biter.
Bite
a
titty nipple off.
Well, you had silver teeth too, didn't you? I know you had the.
I did have a cap on my
We know.
Yeah. Yep. I did have a cap in the back of my.
You was bad as shit.
We know Arden Fickett.
Repping ATL.
Yeah, I had two cats. I had one over here and one over here.
And you smiled, they could see it a little bit.
No, you couldn't see it. It was in the back, though.
Yeah, all right.
It was in the back. You couldn't see it. But yeah, I did have them cats.
You was
cap.
Mad as shit.
Look, she looking in here to see if you still got them.
She's like, show me your back teeth. You still got them?
You know, they do it different now, so you know what I'm saying. I don't have them anymore.
Well, you was a silver tooth kid, bro. God dang.
So y'all believe I was skipping now, huh?
Yes, you told us you were skipping like five times, bro.
In elementary school.
You the one said I used to hang out in the bathroom between classes and just not go back.
I used
and
to
nobody hop. Accounted for me
I'm
ever.
Still confused like, as to what you did in the bathroom, bro.
I just sit in there.
on the urinal or on a toilet?
On the urinal.
I don't know, bro. I don't know. You hiding out in the bathroom when you 10 years old. You do stupid stuff when you 10, bro. You could have sat on the urinal. I sat on the
urinal and flushed it too, huh?
He probably sat on the urinal front ways, bro. Swing your leg.
Yo. Yo. What? Yo, this dude was sitting on the toilet.
He was sitting on the toilet with his ass facing the door.
Could you imagine this little Kermit the Frog face that ain't doing that shit, bro?
All you seen was a little lip in the back of his head, bro.
Stop, bro.
Nigga hanging onto the toilet, bro. What are you doing, bro?
What
are
you doing, son?
Oh, wait a minute.
Stop. Yo, stupid. Bro.
I'm out.
Oh man, that was
I still don't understand.
That hook was exaggerated when he was young.
Yeah, when he was young. Oh,
that
boy,
thing was bad.
That was
up,
exaggerated,
boy.
Brother.
That thing was bad up, boy.
Like, boy, he could pick his knees up and hang his head on the end of this table, bro.
I hate you, Austin.
Yo, man. We had such a serious topic. I don't know how this got on the back of Courtney's hook.
All right, well, look.
Oh, man.
I got a question.
Yeah, what's the question?
Y'all ever put your hands on a female?
Yes.
On accident?
On accident?
No. Yeah. I've
reflex.
I've constrained and or slammed a female, mm-hmm. but I've never, like not dropped, but like, what are you doing? Like, you know, take mm-hmm. her down to
just
the ground.
Just grab. Thing. Mm-hmm. Quick grab and shake. Put my
hands. Like, have her done it with your hands around their neck?
No.
Is that you? Is that your story? Look at her. She's like, oh no. Oh no.
I've done that, but.
She said, I gotta go. I gotta go home.
I've done that, but I'm not that person. Mm.
That moment doesn't define me.
It don't. All right.
You got to tell the story about that one, brother.
It's the same girl I was talking about.
Yeah.
Hey, no. She ended up on the wall, bro.
It was that night after that?
No. Okay. Not that night.
It was another instance.
Yeah, it's a separate instance, bro.
Like, oh, wow. How many instances?
What?
Instances.
Neat. Interesting.
Yeah, that was bad.
It was these two with her. But she just came in the room one day and slapped the hell out of me, bro.
Where?
In the back of the head.
Oh, that hurt.
For no reason. It didn't hurt, but it was just very disrespectful.
It was just very disrespectful.
Like, for no like, it was people in the living room, bro.
Oh, in front of people?
Ooh. Yeah. And I was in the room.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah.
I was in the room, but you could hear it, bro.
She got you good.
She came in for no reason,
She got you
bro.
Good, huh?
And it wasn't a place. It wasn't that, haha, you know, pop up beside the head. It was a... Let me go see what this nigga gonna do.
See?
Wow.
Same situation I had. See? They just be trying it, bro.
And then I'm like, what is wrong with you? Then she did it again.
Not two. How you let a hit to happen two times?
She had a double tap.
Bruh, I was in disbelief.
Jay is in more shock than a white woman, bro. He's in
oh my God. I was like,
this nigga just be watching stuff happen in front of him. Like a horror movie.
I'm like,
they're coming.
I know this bitch really ain't just. And then she did it again. So I had to take my hands and just
You said I had to take my hands.
I had to. But I didn't like choke her, but I just, my hands was around her neck.
He had to.
And she was very small. She was way smaller than me. So maybe I did choke her a little bit. I don't know.
Perhaps.
But I had to pin her. I had to pin her on the wall,
bro. Free my nigga Jay, bro. He's clearly going to jail.
No. Statutes of limitations, brother. So, shit.
Free my nigga Jay.
Preach. She had to go on the wall, bro. Because she thought she was a little hood bitch, bro. I don't know why.
She thought she was a little badass. Huh?
Yeah, bro. She thought she was
a female dog.
Yeah, disrespectable young woman. Continue.
Go ahead.
Unstable creature.
Nah, bro.
Unstable creature.
She was very unstable. Like, she thought she was young Scooter, bro. Like, for real. Like, she this big, cute little girl. Like, you shouldn't be acting like that.
Yeah. But she was from the Sharp Tank podcast.
I'm surprised she didn't have a forehead.
Shout out to Sharp Tank.
She thought she was like, that nigga. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but I just had to get her on the wall and be like, yo, you need to relax.
But because of her height, you had no choice.
Yes,
but
bro.
That was the only thing accessible. And then because
my hands was coming up,
high level,
my hands just got up under.
Hold on, wait a minute.
So you don't think anything subconscious was involved in you grabbing her neck specifically?
Yeah, but but it's not like I like
specifically
smacked her to the floor or something.
Okay, so after she smacked you the first time, you was in a moment of disbelief.
Yes.
So
what went through your head when you locked eyes with her and she chose to smack your ass again?
I said, oh,
this is real.
Is Wayne Brady going to have to choke a bitch? Like, I thought about that skit.
That's crazy.
But man. I had to get up off me, bro.
Yeah, no, that's real though. I do think that what happens in situations like that will have, especially of opposite sex relationships, and even same sex relationships too. But let's say in our case, in heterosexual relationships, like you'll have one party that's just wants to try it. And I think my thing is this, man: if you're gonna put your hands on first of all, you shouldn't put your hands on anybody,
nobody,
especially anybody in anger. You put your hands on somebody in anger,
you ain't got to be angry.
You have to be. If you do it in anger, I'm saying like you're you can touch people, you can put your hands on people, you just can't do it in anger because that means you're aggressing upon them, right?
Right.
Typically, so if you put your hands on somebody in anger, man, woman, I think it's just par for the course. You shouldn't do it, and obviously I'm not condoning men hitting women or anything like that.
No one's
condoning none of that. What I am saying is people have reactions. And I think that I don't want to see, you shouldn't put somebody in a position to have a reaction on you.
Oh, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? You shouldn't put someone in a position to have a violent reaction to your violence.
And then you get surprised. Like, did you just
hit
me?
I don't, because like a lot of times, because think about it, like you get smacked in the back of the head, right? That was a reaction.
Yeah, you put her up against the wall. I'm a nice guy, bro. I don't do stuff like that.
We did talk about that. You have a lot of nice guy credibility.
Right.
More than most of it. I don't have that.
My shit happened in slow motion the second time. I was like, is this happening?
How many times have you been beaten up in your relationship?
I haven't been beat up in my relationship.
I told you he's selling pussy, bro.
It was.
She wasn't having it no more.
Anyway.
Bring me my money.
Like I said, first time cell phone. Throwing at me. Dodge it. Matrix. Ooh. Second time.
Kevin Hart.
I seen it coming. Like, whew, it was like slow motion. I dodged it. I was like.
She just
swung. You just threw a punch at me.
I grabbed him. Shook him. Better stop.
She locked herself in the closet. And I said, I'm calling the police.
She locked herself in the closet in fear or in defiance.
How hard did you shake that young lady?
I just don't know which one.
I ain't gonna comment on that. But I was like, whoa, what are you doing?
I'm just going to go to the closet. You can't get me out of here.
I released.
She terrified.
She ran in the closet.
And then
I went downstairs. I said, I'm about to call the police. And then I became a pussy.
Better go. I'm going to call the law.
Did you call the cops?
No, that's, you know, it's a flex, but.
Oh, you was lying. I like that. Did she get out the closet then?
Yeah, that's when I became a pussy and a bitch. When I said, oh, I'm going to call the police.
Oh, you a P and a B because you're going to call the police on me.
Yeah, it is. I'm protecting myself.
Did she say all that outside? Were y'all outside when she was saying all this?
You know.
Dang.
Babe. Oh, so she did it outside in front of people? Or?
No. We was in the house by ourselves.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, like you swung at me like. First you of mad because I reacted.
Yo, can I be honest though, bro?
That's the funniest. It's not a funny situation, but this is the most hilarious reaction I've ever heard. You swing at somebody, you miss, you get shook, like physically shaken,
and then
and you run and lock yourself in a closet.
Bro, I was like, oh yeah.
You threw the first punch. I thought she was trying to fight. Like, that's crazy. How do you throw a punch at somebody and they just have, you should have been a
like I said, it's natural reaction.
Should have connected.
You, it's natural reaction when you see some stuff like that, bro. And it's just like, whoa, what are you doing?
What kind of,
because it's two reactions. You got somebody that's a good dude, or you got the dude that's going to physically hurt you because you swung at me. I safely said, hey,
you didn't
don't do that shit again.
Was that her neck?
Nah, bro. Hold on. We not doing that, bro. We not doing that, man. We not doing that, bro.
Oh, he gave him
we can't do that. Nah, but no, nah, I mean, I do think like that is probably a fair response to what happened.
To shake you.
It was because when you're aggressing on somebody violently, I do think it's natural. And you didn't have a particularly, I wouldn't call that a particularly violent reaction. Right, that was like I'm gonna hold you.
Let me let you know.
Yeah, you gave her an understanding of how bad this could really be if this could happen, and then you let her go. Don't do that again. And then she hid in the closet. And then when you said you're gonna call police, now you're the pussy, even though she was in the closet. I'm just saying that's a hilarious contradiction to me. I thought you was trying to fight.
All right, man. I know how I am when I feel like somebody. I know how I can react, but that was the time I was learning.
All right, so let's shift gears for a second. So obviously we talked to shared some personal accounts here a little bit.
Yes.
But I do want to ask this because this is something that kind of comes up from time to time, right? You know how previously, you know, like our grandparents, right, would, you know, if they found someone that they were interested in, they would, you know, show up at their job. You know, how granddad got grandma with some stuff right now, that would be considered like stalkerish and unacceptable, potentially abusive behavior, controlling abusive behavior.
No, because at the end of the day, it's just
that boy was quick with it.
He did say no.
It's translated into social media now, because now you can actually watch somebody, you can figure out what they be doing throughout the time span of the day.
That's facts. They always tell you where they at.
If they don't respond, to you guess what you're doing. You're gonna try again if you want. Mm-hmm. You're gonna try again and try again until they back fuck get up. You know, get off my line. You're blocked. You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing nowadays. It's just translated into a different situation.
You think so? Because I feel like if you showed up at somebody's job and they didn't really know you, but you saw them walking somewhere and they looked fine, and you found out everything you could about them, like granddad did, and then you showed up with flowers next at their job and X, Y, and Z, they like, how do you know me?
Right.
Like, how do you know?
How do you
know where I work?
The difference
who
is
who told you where I worked.
No, the difference is what he said now is like back in the day, you had to go through cousin, auntie, so and so down.
Find somebody
on social media. You ain't got to talk to nobody. They're going to say, oh, I'm at U Bar. Oh, I'm at the Sahara Hookah. I'm here.
Because the first
it's easy.
The first thing you're going to say if you see a bad chick on the Instagram,
mm-hmm.
if you see a chick on a page, dang, what's her at? What's her page?
Right. Sure.
Mm-hmm. First, all the comments that you would see, the comments that you would see on the shade room, tag her, please. Tag her, please. Tag her,
facts.
Please.
Facts.
That is a little that's actually kind of creepy. That's
because
kinda
they're
creepy.
Doing that in order to get a gauge on this female's life, in order to do research, whatever the case may be. And like I said, it's just translating into
it. She's got 2 million followers. More, let me not do
more
it.
More technology now.
Oh, yeah. And then, like you said, they're going to tell you where they're at every day. They're like, oh, what should I eat today? What should I wear today? It's always that. It's so easy to get a female on social media.
I will say Instagram is the number one dating app in America.
I'm trying to tell you.
I do believe it is. Forget Tinder. Forget your Tinders and your whatever they got.
I was on Tinder for 2 days.
They still got POF? POF still in the league?
What was that, Plenty of Fish?
Yeah, that's still outside.
I don't know.
I don't think that's still
alive. Yo, bring back Black Planet.
Yeah, Black Planet was dope.
Bring Black Planet back. You know, we need that one.
What you say?
Black Planet. That was a bit of a tongue twister.
Bring back Black Planet.
That was
black. Black, black, black.
They do have the BLK app though, right? It's kind of like
I've seen it. I've seen it.
You know, it don't have the same vibe. I feel like Black Planet at one point was lit.
I mean, Tinder was stupid.
Yeah, I feel like BLK. You just gonna go try to buy some pussy. Stupid. You know, a lot of times. You know,
like I said, I was on Tinder 2 days, and I was like, I don't like this.
You don't like Tinder?
I didn't.
You didn't like? You didn't like? Did you like? You try Bumble?
No.
Just tried Bumble? Just Tinder.
Bumble's a little more, I feel like it's a little bit more organized.
I don't even know what to do.
You know, because the girl's got to reach out to you.
Dating app expert.
You know.
I don't really do dating apps.
I understand that.
I was going to say, I ain't really do that.
I mean,
the app. God damn
it. You said you are the app?
I am the app.
Oh, Mr. Hushasha. Well, man, come on that one.
That boy said, I am the app.
I am him. I am him. Him is me.
But I am the app. Put your application in. Yes, sir.
Why'd he sound 75?
Bro, I am the app.
Put your application in. I tell you what, nah, yes, sir.
I tell you something.
You don't get your foot in the door.
I'll call you. Don't call me. What's up?
I don't know. So I guess that's the question. I guess that's the answer. Then there is no, it's not different. It's just we're stalking on social media and that's okay. That's the acceptable stalking. What do you think?
Stalk nobody on social media.
What do you think? What do you think? Grab that. Grab that.
If you put your information
we have a woman in the room. We can see.
Yeah.
What do you think?
It's a little different. So I can understand with social media now, you have easy access. However, at least back in the day, you were vetted. If you went through an auntie, if you went through a friend, if you went through a family member,
it took a lot
to get to the actual source. So you could vet out, nah, this guy's kind of creepy.
I ain't giving you my nieces.
Yeah. Or she would come to
you and getting
say,
checked.
Oh, this guy, you know, reached out. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know him. But there was enough time and enough people to go through before it got weird. Whereas now people have direct access to everything you do. And also people post everything they do.
Yeah.
So you can say, oh, I'm in, you know, I'm at the Grove. And somebody who's obsessed with you will show up at the Grove trying to shoot a shot.
Yeah.
And so you don't have that middle person.
So, but if you're doing that, though, like, aren't you inviting that kind of thing, though?
Of course.
Like, aren't you inviting
someone? You better post stuff the next day.
That's what a lot of people say.
Yeah.
Post it the next day. A week later, a couple days after you've already been there, so people don't know where you are, if you've left town, post when you get back in town.
Yeah, you can't post, I'm out. You can't post real time, I'm out.
It's like, crazy. Bro,
so I'm going to rob your house. Especially if I know where you live, but I know you. Come on, bro. We gonna run up in there, run up in folks' houses, man.
Females got to get on that shit, man. It's too many.
You ever been stalked?
Crazy folks. Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I've never been.
You don't meet the Browns. I feel like you could have been stalked.
I've never been stalked. I've had people make pages about me, but never been stalked.
Ooh.
But no, I've never been stalked.
It's probably boys.
How much time we got? We about to be done. it's been a plenty of time right now, my boy.
Fuck.
See you. Too much wine. Too
much. Sound woman, what time we at?
Enough.
An hour and 6 minutes.
Wow, look at that, man. We're at an hour mark, baby. Nine. I like that.
Hey, I got a quick question.
What's that?
If a young woman poured hot sauce down your throat while you're sleeping, is that abuse? Nah, that's just like that's some prank stuff.
It is a prank. It is
no. Out of anger.
Out of anger? Abuse? Yeah, it's abuse.
No,
it's out of anger.
Bottle in there.
If it's out of anger, that like I said, the intent,
anything out of anger, cruelness. I think it's
okay.
Abuse.
It's that is cruel.
Cruel.
Hold up, that happened to you?
Yo, yeah.
why do you think that?
Yo, bro. Who knew that Jay was the throat goat? Jeez, oh. Who knew?
That boy was sleeping.
Look, he took it like a champ too. Look at him. He took it like a champ.
Breathing through his throat. He ain't breathing through his mouth. He breathing through his throat.
Ow!
What?
I did not know that story.
It was
the same girl that threw the
damn! This girl got to get out the league, bro.
Boy.
Oh, man. That's a great spot. Ooh, we got it. I want to end that shit right there, bro. Hey, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us again on another episode of the Mud Political Podcast. We do this once a week. Don't forget to follow us on Apple Podcasts, the Google Play Store, Spotify, YouTube. Please don't forget the YouTube. Subscribe, give us 5 stars. If you give us 4 stars, we're inclined to believe you are a hater. Boy, that's a shame, bro. You got to get her out of here, man.
Boy, you got to delete her from your memory.
For real. Like, yes, that's firmly implanted in my memory.
Because I didn't know that one.
The memory of you getting hot sauce I knew. Thrown down. Anyway.
Damn.
Like I said, we do this once a week. Now, we'll see y'all next week.
Pretty funny. I don't know. Peace.